Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Well, hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and grateful that you are here. Today, my guest is Donna Lakey. She is a massage educator, metaphysical teacher, and co-owner of Mind Body Balance KC, a home-based holistic business in Kansas City, Missouri. Donna is a lifelong intuitive who utilizes her gifts for insight into the body and mind through intuitive touch. She began studying the art of massage in 2002 and has built a successful practice working with the medical community since 2007. She's created several techniques for facilitating healing and pain relief for low back pain, shoulder injuries, abdominal pain, and fibromyalgia. She uses her menagerie of tools to alleviate people's pain and health ailments, promote relaxation, stress reduction, and provides overall restoration for one's physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Donna also shares her gifts and knowledge as an energy practitioner and massage therapist at Massage Studio KC, working with clients and facilitating healing and education. Here is Donna. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to make sure that you knew about this event that's coming up in just a few days. If you remember the episode that I had with Jordan Brown and his story of his cancer surviving and thriving, then you remember me talking about his Mind Over Cancer Foundation and the cornhole tournament that he has coming up this Saturday, April 27th at Serve at 91st and Medcalf. There is still room in that tournament. We would love to see you there. And there's going to be different levels too. So don't think if you've never thrown bags that you can't come and compete. It's for a wonderful cause and everyone is invited. There are also going to be raffles and all kinds of prizes that you can win. You are guaranteed six games, four games in rounders, and a double elimination tournament after that. All of that will be explained to you if you do not understand what that means, but we would love to have you. You can go to mindovercancerfoundation.com and click on events to get signed up. Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast, Donna. Thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. It's nice to meet you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was reading your bio and you do pretty much everything. And you've been in the industry for so long. And I love that you're teaching and giving back. So would you mind just telling us how you got started with everything that you do?
Oh, honestly, it was after the birth of my son. I had been working in a pharmacy, which is a, you know, it's a decent pharmacy technician, not a pharmacist. So it was a decent job. My son was born and I thought, I need something a little different, something I can control, something that where I can manage my money, and raise him. And it's a single parent. So I went to massage school and I honestly almost quit because they said I had to cut my fingernails. And I was so vain about my fingernails that you can't, cannot work on a person's body with long nails. So, I am so glad I stayed in the school. Becoming a massage therapist was the catalyst. It actually saved my life. I had severe back pain from my early 20s through, I'm 50 now, so through my 40s. The back pain was so significant that when my back would go out, I could only step an inch at a time. I couldn't turn my head left, right, up or down. I couldn't lift my legs to put pants on. And they gave me drugs. Like the drugs, they turned me into a zombie. So instead, I put an ice pack on my back and I dealt with it. And so a lot of times I was in an awful lot of pain. What I found is the first massage I received, I thought, oh my gosh, this feels great. They were massaging all over my glutes. I thought, wow. However, at the end, I couldn't get off the table. It threw my back out.
Oh my gosh.
So I started paying attention. Every time they worked on my glutes, my back would get thrown out. So I started coming up with ways in school on how to circumvent that. I asked a lot of questions. I talked to many other massage therapists who had been doing it for years. Hey, what can we do? What are some things that are going on? No one really had the right answer, but they were giving me great ideas. So that was in 2002, I started school. And finally, around 2006, I came up with a technique that changed my life. I call it the soul touch. It's very painful to have done. However, the end result is when you get up off the table, you can get up and there's no pain. It's gone.
Wow.
So that technique I started doing to all my clients. Sometimes I'm cussed at, sometimes they hit me.
Yeah.
But they get up and they're like, wow, there's no pain. This is amazing. So, I taught so many people how to do it because I needed it done to me many times. But then it started becoming kind of like, why do I need to keep having it done? Why can't I fix it? So I was doing yoga at least three times a week somewhere in the later 2000s. And I was paying attention to my stance and how I was standing. And if you do the correct footwork, the yoga is done right. And you can feel your muscles change in the right way. And I thought, well, if I'm doing this for an hour in yoga, but I go back to my normal way of standing and walking in my daily life, I'm not fixing anything. So I started paying attention to how I should be standing. And so I came up with my postural re-education thing. And I'm going to tell you, I changed the way I stand, I changed the way I walk, and I made it happen significantly in my daily activity until it became a new habit. I no longer have that back pain. It's gone, 100% gone.
Wow. That's incredible. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you, I teach all my clients the postural re-education. It's a very simple technique. I call it standing on the triangle. And if you learn how to stand correctly in your daily activity and learn how to use your whole foot instead of half your foot, most people use half of their foot when they're standing and walking. But you have to change the nervous system. You know, your body only does what it knows. Everything in life, you only do what you know. And in order to make a change, you actively have to make a change happen consistently and change the nervous system so that it knows, hey, wait a minute, this is something new. The new input into our computer brain, it takes 21 or more days, 350 million times a day. You know, and it's not a quick program change. It's a very long program change.
And yes.
People who actively make that change, their lives are changed.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's just so simple. It's just something little that you need to change. And, you know, when you were talking about massage therapy, I feel like people oftentimes think of it as just like a fluffy relaxation when really like a deep tissue. I mean, it can really be painful, but that might be what your body needs at that time. So yeah, I mean, it might be when you said people cussing at you and kind of starting to come off the table, it's so true, but it's so beneficial.
Yep. So I will tell you, I'm not a fluff and buff massage therapist. I can do it. If that's what you need, I'll do it. But I prefer to do more therapeutic work. So then leading to my next thing, lymphatic drainage also actively saved my life. So I believe from touching as many bodies as I've worked on, I worked mainly in DOMD and chiropractic offices most of my massage career. And I will say, fortunately, I had the opportunity to work on people 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, that's great.
For a significant amount of time. When you get to work on the same person 3 times a week, you actively watch their body change. You can feel a change in the tissue. You watch them heal. You learn from that. And I'm so grateful I had the opportunity to learn that way. And so from my observations, working on bodies, having my own type of pain, I started coming up with other ways. So I will tell you, I have noticed that I believe fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, any autoimmune disorder is actively associated with a clogged lymphatic system. So I started doing lymphatic drainage to myself through vibration. And so now I have a whole protocol that I do to myself. And I also teach all of my clients how to do, because when you are opening your own lymphatic system, you have a way to have pain resolution. You suddenly find that where you couldn't be touched in a certain place on your body because it felt bruised and painful, or your joints were sore, you no longer have that pain. It's gone.
So is that something that you do in the massage session then?
Currently, yes, I do one-on-one in the session. However, I'm wanting to go into doing it in like group sessions and having, and teaching more than one person at a time. I am working on a book, for everyday people. I want to keep the medical jargon out so everybody understands. And I'm kind of thinking I'm going to design it as a, maybe cartoon style, just to keep it so simple. Because I think everybody needs to learn how to open their own system. I was having pain. I was clogged. I feel like I had sinus pressure and pain my entire life. From my earliest memories of being like 2 or 3 years old, I had sinus pain. At some point in my life, I started basically eating antihistamines and decongestants. Constantly to keep the pressure and the pain at bay. I hate medication. I don't want to have to take it. Well, when I realized it was another lymphatic drainage person who, she touched me, she goes, "Oh my God, you are so clogged." And I thought, shit, I am. So, I just really started feeling on my body, and I noticed anywhere I had where the lymph nodes are, I was very congested in my tissue. So then I came up with the protocol, and that day I was early 40s. I think it was 42. I wish I would have done this sooner. I was starting to have pain going up and down the stairs on my knees and the joints, and that really irritated me. And I thought, I am way too young to have this pain right now. And, that day that I did the vibration protocol, my knees turned into 12-year-old knees.
Suddenly. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I want to know all about it.
Right. So the pain was gone. And now, I mean, I can springboard up and down the stairs. I mean, barring if I don't do the protocol, because you're always going to make more waste product. The movement of the body, the muscles moving, there's a kinetic energy that happens. Anytime there's a kinetic energy movement in the body, the byproduct is a waste. So it is something that learning this tool will help you stop having pain. And imagine if you are 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you have 60 years of waste product stuck in your joints it's not moving because your lymph nodes are clogged. They're not actively cleaning the lymph and getting the waste product out of your body effectively. But my technique teaches your body how to function again. And if I get you doing that work for me, when you come to see me, I can do the work that really is going to help you. Because if you're doing the maintenance part, your life changes. I mean, it's phenomenal. Again, the people who do that for me, who do that technique, and then they come see me, the sessions go by so much better. They have less pain. I don't have to hurt them anymore. Yeah. And that's pretty awesome. And it feels really good to see them moving better than they ever did before.
Yeah, that would be very rewarding. Yes. And gratifying also. And then for you to also know that they're doing their homework and things that you tell them to do.
Well, I can touch them.
That's huge. Yeah.
I can feel it in their tissue. I can look at you and I can tell that you haven't been standing on your triangle. You know, I'm like, you're not standing on your triangle. And they're like, oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, so all of the techniques that you're talking about, can we ourselves reach all those places by ourselves, or is this in addition to massage with you or therapist?
You can actively, you can get all the points. Now everyone says, but you do it better. We like it when you do it. And I'm like, I know. I like it if somebody does it to me too. However, yes, with a massager, a vibration device, you can actively get to all those spots. It's not always easy. There's a few places that, you know, like I am overweight, so I do have to lift my belly up a little bit to get to a port that needs to be gotten to. So there's a few certain areas that, you have to be a little creative, and you may not want anyone watching you do it.
Yeah.
So, but you know, you can actually get to all the places.
Okay. That's so interesting. And going back to the beginning, when you said that you had back pain for so long, and whenever they would work on your glutes, then that would kind of lock you up. It's interesting to me how many people, don't realize the power that they hold in their glutes and how that can really help with back pain. So would you say that maybe you had like a weakness in your piriformis, or what do you know now that was correlating and causing the two?
So honestly, it goes back again to standing incorrectly. When you're okay. not putting your foot correctly, you have muscles that are not, I mean, they're there, but they're kind of in the break room having coffee. So mm-hmm. my glutes were in the break room having coffee. It was my piriformis that was overworking. When the piriformis okay. overworks, it becomes inflamed. When it inflames, right behind it is the sciatic nerve. And so when the piriformis inflames, it elbows that sciatic nerve, and then the sciatic nerve elbows it back. For piriformis pain syndrome, not true sciatica, but piriformis pain syndrome, you will have the exquisite life-challenging pain right in the middle of your butt. It'll go all the mm-hmm. way to the back of your knee. And that is piriformis pain syndrome. And that is, so if you rub an inflamed piriformis muscle, it is going to get, it's going to feel good. But when you stop, it actively becomes more angry, and it starts kicking and hitting that sciatic nerve even harder. And then you have more pain. So that's what I learned from working on people and feeling the inflammation is, and plus, I mean, we learn in massage school, if you massage an inflamed muscle, it doesn't help it. Mm-hmm. But we tend to forget that evidently because everybody did.
Yeah.
I didn't notice the piriformis was inflamed. And so no, you have to hit the attachment points.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes total sense.
It calms the muscle down. So yeah, it is. So the piriformis it will be actively overworked in the pain that I had, and my glutes were not functioning. And then there's other muscles, along the inner thigh. So you have the greater trochanter at the hip on the outside. On the inside of the thigh, you have the lesser trochanter, and there's a lot of muscles there, attached as well. And some of those are going to be overworked and some are going to be underworked. So also by hitting those areas, which a lot of massage therapists don't get that close to the inner thigh.
Right. Yeah.
I work that area, and I teach all of my clients the significance of working and touching that particular area.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you get someone over being uncomfortable? Like for me, I'm like, whatever, just do whatever, just make me feel better. But I know a lot of people don't feel comfortable, and it takes us a little bit of time. So I'm sure you probably just ease them into it. But yeah, someone that was really closed up, how do you get that person to open up?
So I'm honestly, people trust me. I have that face, that smile. People who've never met me before, they automatically kind of just like me. And so as I'm working on you, I'll say, no, I need to get close to your pelvic floor, and I'm going to stay on the outside of the sheet, but I need to touch this muscle close to your pelvic floor. And if it's a man, I'll say, you are more than welcome to move your boys to the side.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I won't move them, but you're welcome to, because I'm probably going to be really close and it might cause you some pain. And for women, I just tell them, you know, I understand, you know, if you've had any trauma, let me know. And just know I'm not going to touch you in your sensitive area, but I'm going to be really close to it. So I just tell them exactly what I'm going to do, and then I do it. I had one woman who kind of panicked, but then she realized I wasn't doing anything and she calmed down. So, but most people, they trust me explicitly. But again, if you do have some kind of trauma in that area, I absolutely will respect that. And I will teach you how to do it to yourself.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was going to say there's so many people out there that have had traumatic experiences that I can see how that would be just a wall up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I never want to make anyone uncomfortable. And then again, I work very closely around the breast as well. So if you're a large breasted woman, I use the back of my hand to push the breast up so that I can get into the armpit area. And then I also drain around the breast, and I make sure I tell everyone that as well, that I'm going to be around the breast area. And if anyone has any problems, and most women don't have problems around the breast area. I haven't had anyone tense up or freak out, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mostly it's our lower areas where people get a little nervous. So, sure. And then I want men to always feel comfortable, you know, that's a natural part of the body. If you need to move it, move it. It's just there. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to touch it, but I'm going to be very close to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here wondering too, when you were talking about the vibration and the different techniques that you have, do you teach online courses? Because right now people would just have to come to you, but someone that's listening to this and they're in California or they're in New York, you know, we're here in the Kansas City area. So I'm wondering if you have classes.
I'm actually wanting to do that. That is my next step. So I'll be creating classes that I can sell for people to purchase online or do live Zoom classes. Right. And so I'm really excited about starting that. And I believe that's going to be starting probably this year. The need is great. And yeah. So many people, you know, drugs are not the answer. They are a Band-Aid and they shut you down. And I'm not against medicine. I'm not against Western medicine at all. However, I am against things being used as a Band-Aid.
Right.
There has to be a way to come up with some kind of resolution. And my techniques help that. And I love working in conjunction even with Western medicine to help get people off of pain medication. I've done that many times.
That's awesome. That would be wonderful. Much needed. And like you said, I mean, there's always a place for it. But if we can get to the root cause, then, oh my gosh, we're going to just feel so much better all Absolutely. The time.
Absolutely. And then yeah. I'm also metaphysical. So if you are an energy person, I do energy work. I get into the Akashic Records. I'm a Reiki master, pranic healing practitioner, applied kinesiology. So I can speak whatever language you need. If you need the metaphysical, I'm there. And if you're somebody who's like, whoa, that's too much, I can back up totally. And we speak only medical.
Yeah. So. All of that is just so fascinating to me. And it's so interesting how some people have those abilities and are just so open to receiving and see so many things. And then some of us are just walking around blindly. So it's cool that you have that gift.
I will say I came to the world this way, I believe, as a child. And my mother would always say, it runs in the family. She goes, but it skips a generation. I'm like, well, it must have skipped everybody else because I got all of it. So,
yeah.
so I'm like probably one of the only ones in my family who actively, who is this way.
And yeah.
But the good thing is that I never cared what people thought.
That's good. Yeah.
I never had any issues being the weird one. And I think I used to scare people in my family until, you know, I got older. I was like, oh, wait, maybe you shouldn't say that. So I believe that a lot of people come to this world that way. It's just because of life and the way you're raised. You know, people are slammed down and they're told, no, don't act that way. Don't say that. That's ridiculous. And then you tend to start believing it and you shut it off and shut it down. So I also like to help people wake up in that area. Yeah. I do little classes periodically on awakening your intuition and things like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. I think your courses would go over really well. So for people that are in the Kansas City area and would like to make an appointment with you, how can they find you?
I am Mind Body Balance KC. Okay. On Facebook, Mind Body Balance KC and Mind Body Balance KC Dona. We have two Facebook pages. I have a website also. Which again is Mind Body Balance KC.
Okay.
Then my phone number. I'm definitely anytime text me. I hate phone calls. So often I'm in session. If I'm in session, it takes time to listen to the voicemail and then you got to go back to it. With a text, I can respond quickly between sessions, schedule people.
Sure. Sure.
So yeah. So I'm happy to say my phone number or
I can put it in the show notes too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just definitely text me or an email. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Calm down, dogs.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll make sure I put all of that in the show notes too. And we'll look for your book and courses coming up as well.
Awesome. It was really nice talking to you.
It was great talking to you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, that was super interesting. I hope you found it interesting as well. Here are a few takeaways. One, building a routine of various techniques and forms of exercise can be therapeutic and healing. Try a combination of massage therapy, yoga, Pilates, and strength training to find what works best in your body. Number two, your posture, stance, and gait can make a world of difference in your exercise and your everyday life. Pay attention, make adjustments, and reach out to Donna for help. Her info is in the show notes. Three, learning how to use your entire foot when standing and walking can be key to pain relief. Changing your nervous system is necessary. Your body only does what it knows, so correcting takes time and relearning and making it actively happen. Four, autoimmune disorders can be linked to issues and blockage in the lymph system. Lymphatic drainage can provide pain resolution by removing waste products that have been built up in your body for some time. So you heard me ask Donna about upcoming courses, and at the time of the interview, it was just a thought for her, but now she does have a course coming up in May and June. She is teaming up with a breathwork facilitator for an empath empowerment and embodiment intensive. It sounds amazing. The link will be out soon, and I'll be sure to update the show notes as soon as it is released. It sounds wonderful. Thanks again to Donna for sharing her time and knowledge with us. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to follow Spandex and Wine so you don't miss an episode. To do this, just go to the podcast and click subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button. This is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing and much appreciated. Lastly, please share an episode with a friend or five to keep the love going, and join the Spandex and Wine community in our private Facebook group by searching Spandex and Wine. Feel free to reach out to me at any time by emailing info@spandexandwine.com or text me at 913-392-2877. I appreciate you. Thank you.